And I'm just going to, tonight as we look at these particular scriptures, starting in Psalms 20, I think it is. I was thinking about today because I got this election coming on and all these things. And I have to, you know, from time to time, you have to preach yourself clear. And you have to encourage yourself, as David said. And I'm looking at it and saying, you know, really, you know, really getting concerned about this election and all these things. And there's a few things I've been thinking about, and one of them is Ms. Chantal and I were talking about the other day, and she was saying, I told you the other night, she said to me, she said, Dad, I know who's going to be preaching in the tribulation. We were talking about all these preachers, specifically the evangelicals and all these people who are, they have this thing about when Jesus comes, which is true, that he's going to say to them, if you loved Israel, you know, you loved me, and you didn't stand with Israel, you know. The Bible doesn't say that. Bless those that bless Israel, curse those that don't, and, you know, and then that you stay with Israel. I understand it. I agree with it. It is wholly true. But, you know, it's not just standing with Israel as far as with them in war. It's standing with Israel and Israel, God.
Yes, that's what it is.
Not
yes.
The issue of I sold Israel plain so they could fight a war. If that's the case, then you could say Egypt stood with them.
Yeah.
And you can say everybody else, Assyria stood with them, and everybody else has stood with them. It's standing with Israel means you standing with Israel's God.
Yes.
And the reason why you didn't war against Israel is because of Israel's God.
Yes.
And that you believed in the gospel that they had and all those. And so we have the people who are really getting off into that. And then... And then you have all of them who are keeping their congregations in check by telling them, you know, if you have to vote for this one, vote for that one, because, you know, the Antichrist is coming. And like we could vote in or out the Antichrist.
Yes.
He's going to come. I don't care who you vote for.
That's right.
And out the Bible also says men are going to wax worse and worse. That's going to happen no matter who.
Yeah.
It's the matter of just putting a... It's a matter of making things tolerable until we see Jesus. And so what we're doing is we're looking to see who makes things more tolerable until we see Jesus. Who has more mercy or who has more compassion? That's what I'm looking at. And so we have... many of them, and as Sean and I were talking about, many of them talk about, you know, when the beast comes and they're going to have, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast and do all those things. I'm not going to have to take the mark of the beast because I'm not going to be here.
I'm not going
to
be here. That's
I'm not really worried about my concern for the Antichrist and all that in the tribulation period is concerned is warning people now so as many will leave as possible.
Yes.
The warning comes now, just like Jeremiah was trying to warn Israel, and just like Ezekiel long was trying to warn Israel, the warning comes now so that you won't be here in the time of tribulation. So that you'll, and they're talking about standing in the tribulation and all that. Well, you know, so Shonda said to me the other day, she said, you know, I know who's going to preach during the tribulation. Because, see, one thing I do know, when Jesus comes in the rapture, every person who has the, in whom the Holy Ghost dwells, every person who's saved, they're going back with Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
There will be not one preacher that has the Holy Ghost who's saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. There won't be a single one. There won't even be a single person who might be, they might be as carnal as this. As I've heard Bishop Dean Long say, carnal as a jaybird. They can be so carnal they just barely saved. You know, ain't gave up nothing. Just ask the Lord to save them, and they're just not getting it. But they were going back too.
Yeah.
If the Holy Ghost dwells in them, they're going to be changed.
Right,
And it's not going to be a matter of how much Holy Ghost you got. You either have them or you don't.
Yes.
So, you know, so who will be the preachers in the tribulation? It'll be the people who are expecting to be in the tribulation. Because for all of us who have Christ, one thing that is certain, when Jesus went up, the angel told them, they said, he's going to come back just like you see him go.
And then
the Apostle Paul knew this very well because he let them know in Philippians. When he wrote to Philippians, things, he says, we're citizens of heaven from where we look for our Savior to come, who's going to change these vile bodies and make make him like unto his glorious body. He said the same thing in Thessalonians and said the same thing in Corinthians. So I'm not, so what I have to do is I have to still myself and settle myself when I'm getting vexed and when I'm getting, and maybe it's you, but maybe it's just me. And if so, then the message tonight will be for me. I need to settle myself down. One thing I do, one thing I have learned is not to let things come in my life to vex me. And when I start walking by the television and I see a news program and all you're showing me is red shirts, since I have a problem with red shirts, I know not to watch it. And I like some help not watching it. It's like, you know, like anything else. If you know something really upsets or bothers people a lot, you know, you ought not do it.
That's right.
And this is what Paul talked about when he said, if I know that meat offends some, I just won't eat none. Because we are laborers one together and we are helpers one of another. But even still, I think this is a time. And as a matter of fact, I know it is, and it's not just a time. Now, it's always a time to reaffirm that if Jesus comes today, you will go back with him. Because surely the time is, I've always heard people say time is winding up, time's running up. But in my lifetime, even though there have been wars like the Vietnam War, Grenada, you know, and Panama, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and all those wars, there's never been a time in the world like there is right now. In my lifetime, we have never in the United States in my life, and I've been around probably longer than just about anybody's jurisdiction, we've always seen racist people, evil people, mean people, and everything else. But in the United States of America, we have never had a person lead us like this one. We've never had anyone that evil. We've always talked about other people who had Mussolini and who had to put up with Hitler and who had to put up with, you know, all the tyrants during the course of Claudius and Nero and all those. We've never lived in a society where we actually fell prey to something like that and had so many people who were mesmerized by him. So that lets me know, I don't know what's going to happen in November, but I need to, you know, but I know that the Lord allows everything to happen for a reason. And I sort of suspect that no matter what happens in the next 2 weeks, I kind of suspect that the Lord allows things to come to times because he wants to draw those near that are going to go back with him. And I think that since we won't pray in peacetime, and we won't do a whole lot of fasting, I have been fasting lately, just trying to get my physical health back together and trying to work with this, all these labs and things they were doing and trying to change my diet around and do those kind of things. But it's not that I'm against fasting. I'm certainly going back to it. But I do know that it is a time for us to draw nigh unto God. It is a time for us to settle ourselves. And I have a mind that in this particular time, those that are going to go back with Jesus when he comes, we won't be in the tribulation, but I think the shadow of the tribulation should be drawing us so that we become overcomers. We might not be in the tribulation, but we're in the preceding of the tribulation. And now's the time to make up your mind. Now is not the time to waffle back and forth about whether or not God is real. And now is not the time for us to become looser. If anything, now that we need to draw nearer and become more holy than less holy. At the same time that I say we need to probably become more holy than less holy, that does not mean that we need to pick up more carnal traits and more of this and add on more laws and things like that. What we need to do is grow in the Spirit. And we need to learn to follow the Spirit even more so he can settle us. I looked in Psalm, the 20th chapter, because I was looking at where we are and how we are. And Psalms, the 20th chapter, says, He said, Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. This is a day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob, defend thee, send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee in Zion. And I write down about the seventh verse. And it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And it brings back to my mind, as always, one time I thought about it. I said, you know, if I ever change my license tag, I'm going to change it to, it's going to be Jehovah Nissi. because that's the banner that I fight under.
Yeah.
That's the banner that I march under. Yeah. Jehovah Nissi, God our banner.
Yeah.
And all through, for all of us who read Ezekiel and read Jeremiah and all in those books and Isaiah, you find out that Israel, every time Israel starts to get in trouble, things start happening. Many of them, other than the people who trust in God, they want to run to Assyria, and they want to please Egypt, and they get real busy in the earth. And one in particular, in the last days of Elisha, Ahaz, he tells him, "Why don't you call on God?"
And he
says to him, "Why don't you pray to God?" He says, "I don't want to bother the Lord." This is, in other words, he's saying, this is not a matter for God. This is surely
a
matter
for God.
And why don't you trust in God? And I'm looking at people running around like Henny Penny that the sky is falling. And I'm looking at all these people who are trying to carry the cross at the same time and make this a holy war, something that in the United States we preach against other people having holy wars, but we want to have one. We preach about other people, other countries being a theocracy and being in the whatever God they serve, but we want to make our country be that. You know, we want to be under God, but God, that's not the kind of warfare that God fights.
No.
Where you run around and lie and steal and cut and cheat and do all those things. You don't throw the traits of God or the habits of God out of the window in order to do the will of God.
No, that's true.
You don't become ungodly in order to do God's will.
No, you don't.
Ungodliness is ungodliness.
No.
I don't care what side it's on.
Yeah.
So then we may as well set that down and call that just an earthly confrontation.
Yeah.
And those of us who know God, we go vote and put our earthly due diligence in. But we need to turn ourselves back to God and trust in God so that no matter what happens, the end result is going to be, even if you get the person elected that you want, you're still going to need God. Even if it turns out like we wanted to turn out, it might be easier, but still we're going to need God. It's not going to slow down the tribulation at all. And it's not going to slow down Jesus' return at all. It might give you a little bit more comfort while you're waiting, but that's the best that it will do. It's not going to delay anything in the plan of God at all. And there is no fix nor solution to the earth. I was talking to the man out here working on the electricity the other day, and he said, "Well, you know, scientists are saying and about the earth is only going to last and its resources and its minerals and things for about another 200 years anyway at the rate we're going, and then the earth will just basically be destroyed itself." And he looked at me and he says, "And you know, and they don't know what they're going to do about it." I said, "Well, it's not going to happen." He said, "Why not?" I said, "Because God is going to replenish it." And he stopped for a moment and he says, "You know, that's the answer, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, that's the answer. God is what it would, the earth would destroy itself if God was not going to replenish it. And it would burn itself out if God wasn't going to step in and fix it. And no one's going to turn this course that the earth is on and the evil that is in the earth. No one's going to fix that but Jesus. And when he comes, he's going to come and reign for 1,000 years, and then he's going to try earth again because he's going to release the Antichrist again at the end of 1,000 years to see if everybody in earth has their mind made up. These things cannot be changed. So I said to myself, you know, your faith must be weak because this bothers you more than it should. And you preach that you depend on Jesus coming and you're planning on Jesus coming, but it bothers you more than you should. And it rattles around and it takes more thought than it should take. Because you see the suffering of people, and that part of me, and I thought about myself and I said, "Well, you know, it's not too bad, because all of us who are godly, we should not like to see people abused and see them suffer." Everybody who claims the name of God, you should not like to see people oppressed. And like in Ezekiel and Jeremiah's time, they believed in God
And that's the reason why they preached so much against the oppressors, and the rich were getting richer. And they talked about the priest, and they talked about the princesses that were supposed to be taking care of the people, but they were taking bribes, and they were building themselves up, and the priest and all those who were supposed to come in and tell the people that they were doing wrong. Ezekiel says you came in and daubed them over with untempered mortar.
Yeah.
You made it look like they were covered when they were not.
Yeah.
You came in and gave them something that looked like they were godly, but they were not
godly.
And all these things go on today. There have been revivals during the course of man, but this time around I kind of suspect, and what a great honor it is if we are the people that during this time around we should be caught up. Anybody who's in the rapture, that's an honor. To be glorified in the rapture, that's an honor. But you have to, but now's the time to take a good look. And so I was reading in here where it says, some trust in horses and seven, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And then I went on to Isaiah, and I looked in Isaiah 0 and 30. I started looking in Isaiah 30, but I also looked into Isaiah 30, 31. And in Isaiah 30, if you've never read it, you can start at the very beginning. But we'll start about verse number 12, Isaiah 30 and 12. And I don't even want to start there. I'll go down to about 16. But ye say no, or 15. But thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall your strength be, but you would not. The Lord said to Israel, if you trust in me, and this is what I'm looking at now. The Lord said, in returning and rest ye shall be saved, and in quietness and in confidence shall your strength be, and you would not. The Lord said, if you turn to me, then in, you know, rest and in quietness and in confidence, if you turn to the Lord, even though you have loudmouth people in mics, because you say he's loudmouth in the mic tonight, but because you have loudmouth liars in particular in the mics, and some who are quieter and subtler, but they're in there too, and you have all these, the Lord says, even while this is going on, because remember at the time when the Lord is telling Israel that they should have quietness and rest, he wasn't planning on changing the world.
No.
He was just going to work things off Israel.
And
he says to them, he says, you can have quietness and you can have rest and everything would be all right, but you would not. In other words, you could turn to the Lord and you wouldn't have to worry about things going on right now, but you would not. This is the time when I need to really turn to God, not for the sake of doing something I want God to do, but that the will of God be done. This is the time when I really need to take an introspection of myself and take a good look at myself and make sure that when the trumpet sounds, I go up, because surely it is going to sound.
Yes, it is.
This is the time when, if you want to talk about the apocalyptic time and you want to look at it like, and they've been looking at it for years, you know, people like Tim LaHaye and all them, they've been having the tribulation coming for the last 40 years. I think I must have read the late great Planet Earth when I was somewhere around 28, 29, and it was written 6 or 7 years before that, in the early 60s and 70s. So they've been having them coming for a long time, but we've never come into a time such as this. We've never, and I like what Dake said about the United States, and this is the thing that's so silly about us, because Dake is honest. Actually, the United States isn't mentioned in it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like really. You know, we don't, you know, when in biblical prophecy, we don't mention the United States anywhere. Like we're some guiding force or something. We're some driving force or whatever. Which means that we're just included in the other people that will suffer when the people that are the main characters start doing what they're doing. You'll just suffer with them. And we're not the ones that, despite what they say, a remnant of Israel's going to be saved and caught up, but we're not somebody who's going to come in and be a savior for God. God doesn't need us to be a savior for God. His son is going to come. And his son is going to turn all these things around. And his son's going to work these things out after they suffer for 7 years after we've been caught up. But we're not the ones who are chosen to be someone who's going to be an army for God. Because when God comes, when Jesus comes, when he comes back after we've been caught up for 7 years, and he comes back in the day of, what do you call it?
Second Advent.
When he comes back in Second Advent, the we that will come back with him and fight that battle is not just citizens of the United States. It's the we that were saved and caught up.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
From wherever we were.
Yes.
It will be the saints of God that were caught up in Bangladesh or any place else that have been called on the name of the Lord and have been changed from one to more. They won't just be U.S. citizens.
Yes.
And the churches won't all be one race.
Yeah, that's right.
It won't be that, you know, who think that we're all be conquering eagles, we're going to ride in with God. No, it's going to be those who do the will of God.
Yes.
Those who have listened and those who are claimed to be his own. Those are the people that when he comes back, will Christ bring with him.
Yes.
And when they come in the second advent, him and his army on horses and do this, you know, battle of Armageddon and all those are people that have been with him for the last 7 years, not just those who wrote out the tribulation.
Yeah, that's right.
There will be some tribulation saints that are caught up one by one, but it won't be nearly as many as get raptured and leave the earth or whatever. And regardless of how many there are, I don't plan on being one of them.
That's right, yep.
Why worry about, and there'll be a lot of people in tribulation will change their mind after we're gone. There'll be a great revival.
Yeah.
But times will be difficult.
Yes, it'll be hard, yes.
You'll wish you had gone up, as the song I heard Bishop White and some of them sing sometimes, won't it be sad when Jesus comes and you have a risen of the ghost? So he said in this, let me finish this up. But thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, you should, you know, in returning, talking about return to him, and rest ye shall be saved in quietness and in confidence, shall be your strength, and you would not. But you said, no, but we will flee upon horses. We can do this. Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. In other words, you run as hard as you want to. What you're running for is going to catch up with you.
Right.
1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain and as an ensign on a hill. In other words, you're going to be stranded.
Yeah.
Therefore will the Lord wait that he might be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, and he might have mercy on you. And for the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. In other words, God's going to have glory regardless.
Yeah.
Down to 31. Woe unto them that go down into Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they shall look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. And their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hands, both he that helpeth shall fail, and he that is hoping or helped shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. When God stretches out his hand, both the people who depend on this, as well as the people that are depending on, are going to fall.
Yeah, amen.
For the people who only have those in the earth, because he says Egypt is men and not God.
Yeah, yeah.
All these people who are running for elections and things, like I said, I have a choice while I'm in the earth. I think one can make things better than the other. That's true.
Yeah.
And I voice it. But I need to stop letting it get to the point where it becomes an anxiety.
Yeah, yes.
I watched Joey Bayard the other morning on The View. I only watched the first 10 minutes. The rest of it really don't care about. I just want to hear that 10 minutes of what they think. And Whoopi Goldberg had to settle her down.
She was saying, if
one person doesn't get elected, she says, I just don't know what we're going to do. She says, this is going to be so bad. And I need to see that because I need to see me saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know what we're going to do. And those of us who would have God, we're never supposed to get to the point where we say, I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
You know what we need to do? We need to pray and fast and do whatever, and not pray and fast for this one or for that one, but pray and fast that God would draw us nigh unto Him. Commit them to the Lord and call about your business and draw them out of God.
Amen. All right.
Lord, you know you got to lift up so and so and so and so. No, you ain't got all of them Egypt and all of them are Syria.
Yeah.
They say the lesser of two evils.
The lesser of two evils. That's right.
But when they fall, all those that they help shall fall, and they shall fall, and all those who lean on them for help shall fall.
Oh, that's right.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what it says.
So I want to look at one last scripture. It's in John. And that's enough of me for a night. Because I have comforted myself with this. And I'm going on in God. Turn myself around and get the praying and fasting and making sure I'm ready for the rapture. Check my life out and see if I got anything hanging out that will hold me down.
That's right.
And get myself together and turn myself around and go on back with God.
Amen.
And Jesus said in John the 16th chapter, and this is the third verse. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In other words, all the things that he has said to them. I'll read 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. In other words, he says, the time is coming, I'm not going to be able to depend on any one of you. And I'm not going to find a word of comfort from any one of you.
Yes.
He says, the time's going to come when I get ready to go to the cross, I'm going to be all by myself.
Yes.
It seems, he says, but yet I won't be by myself because the Father will be with me.
Yes.
The time will come if we don't get what we want out of this election, we'll feel like, oh God, what are we going to do? But we won't be alone.
Yes.
Because he says in this, he says, these things have I spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. Because of Jesus, because of God, we're supposed to have peace.
Yes.
No matter what. This is why I keep saying to myself, I don't even need to keep watching it anymore.
Yeah. That's right. Me too. Right.
You know, I'm done. What I need to do is put that thought and that concern and that move in God. I need to, every time the little vexation comes, I need to pray and ask God, Lord, help me. I need to turn towards Him because this is the will of God. The reason why things happen in the earth is to turn you towards God. People say, why does this happen? Why did that happen? Because you wouldn't want heaven otherwise. And God has to draw you near by His loving favor and by His kindness. Otherwise, being born in sin and shaping in iniquity, we would choose earth.
I
wouldn't choose earth. I'd choose God. That's the choice you make now being filled.
Yeah.
That's the choice you make now that you've heard the word of God. That's the choice you make now that the grace of God has come. And He's shown you His love and kindness. And that's the choice you make because He's healed you. That's the choice you make because He's delivered you.
Yeah.
That's the choice you make because God has answered your prayer. It's a choice that you make because God has won you to Him and turned you to Him and drew you to Him because of His love and kindness. Not a choice we would make as a sinner.
That's right. Yeah.
Even when we turned to God and where it came out of sin, we didn't want to give God our all. Some people are not ready to give God their all now.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people still lean on, you know, it's like one place in the Bible, I can't think of where it is, I'm sure Elder Russell knows where it is, where it talks about people leaning on the world like you lean upon a reed that will pierce your hand. In other words, you're leaning on this stick to hold you up, but it has a sharp point, and after a while it'll go through your hand. Some people still lean on money.
Yeah.
Some people lean on who they are.
Yeah.
Some people like their name.
Yeah.
There's one person leading this country that doesn't even ever say I. He keeps pronouncing his name.
Dang,
I heard him today. I said, that man loves his name. He never refers to himself and says, I did anything. I did. He says his name. Charles Smith did this. Charles Smith did this.
Yeah.
And this was happening. And this is what Charles Smith did. My God, like he loves his name.
Yes.
He says in this, these things have I spoken unto you that ye might have peace. But in the world ye shall have tribulation. Make up your mind. One person I was talking to used this scripture to say that we're going through the tribulation period. No, that's not what it's referring to. It's saying in the world you're going to have trials.
Yes, yes.
In the world things are going to happen.
Yes, yes.
Because I have taken, because you are not of this world, but I've left you in this world. Things are going to happen.
Yes, yes.
You're going to have hurricanes like everybody else has hurricanes.
Yes.
You're going to have blizzards like everybody else has blizzards.
Yes.
You're going to have to buy a house like everybody else has to buy a house. Yes. You're going to have to work like everybody else has to work. You're going to have to go through like everybody else. Disease is in the earth.
Yes.
You have a human body. You're going to have to fight off colds and cancer and everything else like everybody else.
Yeah, yes.
But the point he makes is, tonight and for me, but be of good cheer. And the Lord brought that to me today. He says, you've forgotten what he said. Be of good cheer. In other words, you shouldn't be anxious about it. Shouldn't have anxiety about it. You shouldn't worry about it. Because I have already overcome the world. My power is greater than the world. I've already made a way for you to overcome the world. I've already defeated Satan's power. I've already overcome all these things that are in the world. Be of good cheer. You're supposed to have peace and you're supposed to have joy. Not supposed to be drawn about. And this is one of the things that I defend myself about and I'm not wrong about. That's why I don't always like to talk about it.
Yeah.
You can talk yourself into being anxious. Talk yourself into vexation. Talk yourself into being angry. That's one of the problems we have when we don't let things go. You talk yourself into being angry. Or you talk yourself into being hurt. Or you talk yourself into being disappointed. Or you talk yourself into being frustrated. Or you get yourself worked up, as they say. Well, talk yourself into the rapture. Talk yourself into Jesus is coming. Talk yourself into it's going to be all right. Talk yourself into he has all power. Talk yourself into he knows who you are, where you are. Talk yourself into when you pray, he'll answer your prayer. Talk yourself into you're going to be all right. Talk yourself into there's no one greater than him. Talk yourself into he has a name that is above every name. He has a name that's above every name. Maybe I need to tweet that. I know somebody that has a name that is above every name. I know somebody that has a name that is above every name. And every knee is going to bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things beneath earth. And say that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. Now, some of us are bowing already, and we love bowing. Some people are going to be forced to bow. They'll have no choice but to say he's Lord no matter what. But while I have a choice, I'm going to bow now. While I have a choice, I'm going to say he is Lord over all to the glory of the Father. I'm going to worship that name. Praise that name and call on the name of Jesus. And I'm going to get on my knees and say, Jesus, things are not well with me today because somebody is vexing me. And I need you to settle my mind. And I just need a small, still voice of the Holy Ghost to say to me, it's going to be all right. How can you have the same Jesus I have and not expect him to come in the rapture? How can you have the same Jesus I have and not believe what he says in 1 Corinthians 15? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. How can you have the same Jesus I have and not look for him from heaven? As it says in Philippians, who shall change his vile body and make it like unto his glorious body? How do you have the same Jesus I've got and not know what it says in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, that him that all those who go on shall the Lord bring with him, and we shall be caught up to meet him in the air? How do you read the same Bible I'm reading, not planning on getting caught up? How do you plan to stand here, put on your shirt of whatever kind of color, and fight a battle in the earth that I'm not going to have to fight? Put your energy, put my spiritual energy, my soul wind in pursuing God. Trust not in the horses. In another place it says, trust not in princesses of the earth. Talks about putting no trust in chariots in their strength. And it talks about horses in another place and how dumb they are and how they run headlong into war. No, but I will put my trust in the Lord.
Lord, yes.
I will have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
In the world, hallelujah, we shall have tribulation.
Yes.
And this year seems like, I mean, you know, everything we've, in my lifetime, I've never seen anybody question the mailbox until now. And we've been having elections since George Washington.
Yes.
And no one has ever, you know, the post office was started by Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
And I mean, well, he was the first postmaster. And no one has ever questioned the mail system. And I've sent uncounted hundreds of thousands of letters and bills and things. And yet, in my lifetime, I don't ever remember having a bill lost in the mail. I've had them lost because I didn't mail them. I've had those things happen. But now, all of a sudden, even the things of life that we trust every day,
yes,
we're calling into question, because everything now becomes a war. If it's not time to pray and seek the Lord and seek His quietness and seek His peace, I don't know when it's going to be.
Yes.
And I can only surmise for myself, and you can do what you will for you, but I pray you'll do it. I've got to start thinking that the Lord is allowing these things in the earth, and God is allowing it because He wants me to draw near. He's bringing out and weeding out all those that are going to be caught up. And the devil is sifting all those who will not be, and seeing who will trust in horses, and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. It's a time, and if I'm wrong about this, be right about this. Just be one of those that will turn to God and be caught up. Err on the side of being God and the will of God. This is not the time to be worried about a bunch of laws and formats and this and that and the other. It's not the time to teach in a direction that will cause one person to be preferred over another. It's a time to turn everybody towards the Savior.
Yes.
It's a time to choose God. Turn towards God. Everybody stand.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I turn toward you and towards the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Help us, O God. Lead us and guide us, O God. Lord, move, O God, by miracles and signs and wonders. And encourage our hearts, O God. And draw us nigh unto thee, O God. God, I pray, Lord, shed even more the love of God upon our hearts, Lord, by the Holy Ghost, O God. Strengthen us with might by your Spirit. Lord, guard our minds against lying and seducing spirits, O God. Let us not preach or teach in error, O Lord. Let us not follow after any other, O God. Lord, keep us from strong delusion, strengthen us with might, oh God, that we'd be able to stand in the evil day. And Lord, give us a mind and a patience to wait for your precious Son, Jesus, from on high. Lord, call our eyes to turn toward heaven, oh God. Call our eyes to be single, Lord. Stay upon you. Lord, we don't have time to argue and fuss among ourselves. Lord, I pray, Lord. Lord, let our hearts be knit together, Lord, in you, oh God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us a good prayer, a strong prayer. Lord, let us build up ourselves, Lord, in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost, oh God. Do as the Word of God says. Lord, turn us toward you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we will do what we need in earth because we are here and we will occupy. But Lord, let us not ever consider this place our home. For Lord, we have another home. Lord, let us not consider this our end, O God. For Lord, you have an expected end for us. Lord, let us not give up on your Son's return, O God. Let us not throw up our hands and say, what shall we do? We will trust in God. Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor. Lord, we ask you to heal the sick tonight, to encourage us. Heal the sick tonight, Lord, that we will glorify your name. Lord, I pray, Lord, put your name upon our lips. Right in front of our heart, oh God, and strengthen it in our spirit, oh Lord. Lord, let us go to sleep at night with you on our minds, and wake in the morning with you on our minds. And if we should wake up in the middle of the night, Lord, let us think about you, oh God, and let our hearts and our minds be turned toward heaven. Lord, we expect you, Lord, as never before, oh God. And in that great day, Lord, let us be in the number to be caught up to meet you there. Lord, we want this above all else. Lord, there's nothing else, Lord, in our being that we want more than being caught up. Lord, if there's anything that stands between us and that, Lord, change us, oh God. Give us that mind. Lord, we'll give you all the glory, and we'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, heal the sick tonight. Lord, remember everyone. Remember Mother Ware. Remember Ella Smith. Remember Ella T. Angela. Remember Elder Paulette, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, I got a message today from someone in the Southeast. I can't bring the name to bear, but Lord, remember them today, oh God.
Yes.
All those that are in the hospitals and various places, Lord. Lord, you know every last one of them, oh God. And Lord, let our prayers be counted among those, Lord, that are sweet incense to go up for the healing of all the people of God. For healing is the children's bread. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness and thank God for his mercy. Looking at having a meeting on Zoom on Monday.